idea was there to say anything.
我们知道在当时的犹太人他们的拉比的祷告里面有一种方式的祷告。
Normally at that time, Rabbi has this kind of prayer.
他说感谢上帝，我生来不是一个外邦人。
Thanks God that I was not born to be a Jew. I was not born to be a Gentile.
我不是生来是一个女人。
I was not born to be a woman.
我生来不是一个罪人。
I was not born to be a sinner.
我感为这样的事情，我来感谢上帝。
I praise God. I give thanks to God for all these things.
所以他们的拉比呢，在公共的场合呢，他是不跟女人讲话的。
That's why Rabbi didn't talk to any woman in public areas.
特别是他不会单独的跟一个女人讲话的。
Especially not talking to a single woman.
所以这里讲到说，当门徒回来的时候，发现说，哎，怎么耶稣跟一个女人在那里讲话呢？
So that's why they were very surprised why Jesus talked to this woman.
而且她是一个外邦人。
Especially she was a Gentile.
但是等到他的门徒一回来以后呢，这个妇人呢就留下他来打水的水罐子，他就往城里面去了。
So when the disciple came back, this woman left her water jar and went back to the town.
还好这个门徒当中没有长舌妇。
Oh, fortunately, This disciple did not gossip.
不然的话，这个长舌妇一定会说：“你看，我们怎么我们一回来，那个女人就溜掉了。”
What?
你看，怎么我们一回来，那个女人就溜掉了。
Oh, if that is the case, why this woman just left after we came back here?
到底有什么不可告人的秘密？
Is there any secret things that this woman doesn't want to tell?
其中必定有缘故的。
There must be something there.
因为他们一回来，那个女人就跑了。
Because when the disciple came back, this woman just left right away.
这个女人跑回去到她的城里面的时候呢，这个女人就对她的邻舍呢来说，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来。
So the woman went back to the town and said to the people, "See, this man already told everything I ever did."
莫非他就是基督吗
？Could they be the Christ?
所以这个时候，他的邻居的众人呢，就从城里面呢出来，往井那个地方，耶稣那里去了。
So this group of people came out of town and made their way toward him.
因为从这个女人所说的，使众人对耶稣有很大的兴趣和好奇。
Because what this woman told this group of people, they were very surprised of this person Jesus.
特别他们想发掘到底真的是他是弥赛亚吗？
So they want to discover whether this Jesus really the Messiah.
当这些众人要往耶稣这个地方方向走来的时候呢，这个时候呢，耶稣的门徒对耶稣说：“拉比，请吃。”
So at the time they came to see Jesus, the disciple said, "Rabbi, come and eat."
因为他的门徒到城里面去买了汉堡、跟番薯条、跟可口可乐。
The disciple went to the town to buy the burger and the fries.
所以他们说：“我这里。”请夫子来吃。
So here he presents the burgers and fries to Jesus.
耶稣说：“我有食物吃，是你们不知道的。”
But Jesus said, "I have food to eat that you don't know."
这时候门徒就有点纳闷，说：“难道有人拿什么东西给他吃吗？”
But this disciple were puzzled. He said, "They said, could someone have brought him food?"
难道拿比我们更好吃的东西给他吃吗？
Does he have some food that better than what we bring to him?
是不是给他吃中国的糖醋排骨跟春卷 ？He enjoys food very much.
Does he eat the sweet and sour pork from China, the Chinese dishes?
所以耶稣说，我的食物就是那遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。
So Jesus says, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and finish his work."
我们这句话要稍微思想一下。
We need to ponder on this verse for a moment.
食物这件事情是一件人有一种欲望，对食物有一个食欲。
Always a man have a desire for food.
食欲对人来讲是一个很强烈的。
Desire for food is something very strong for a human being.
如果我们不吃的话，我们会饿的。
If we don't eat, we will hungry.
再不吃会瘦的。
If we don't eat, we will be skinny.
再不吃会死的。
If you keep continue not eating, you will die.
他说，耶稣说，有一件事情呢，跟我的食物呢是一样重要的。
But there's one thing that's very important thing as the food.
就是遵行天父的旨意。
That's to do the will of God.
也就是如果我不遵行天父的旨意呢，我会瘦的，我会饿的，我会死的。
That means if I do not obey the word of God, I would be hungry, I would be skinny, I would die.
他遵行父的旨意是做什么事情呢？就是传福音。
So what is the will to do? What is the will of God? It is to share the gospel.
父的旨意要他来把福音传给人。
God's will for him is to bring the gospel to people.
他传给人就是把上帝的生命传给人。
His job is to bring the life to the other people.
这就是永生。
That is an eternal life.
这就是耶稣在那里说的活水。
This is what Jesus taught about the living water.
也就是说，我来到这个世上呢，我就是把这个福音要传给人。在传的时候，这件事情跟我要吃饭一样重要的。
This means my job to come to this world to share this gospel to people, and this sharing gospel task is as important as my.
传福音就像我的生命一样，我不传我会死的。
Sharing gospel is just a part of my life. If I don't share the gospel, I will die.
所以当他的门徒拿东西要给他吃的时候，他告诉他说：“其实我已经吃了。”
So when the people bring the food to him, he said, "I already ate my food."
因为有一件事情就跟我要赖以为生的食物一样重要了，我已经得着了。
So because I already gotten something that is equally important to having the food.
接下来，耶稣对他们说：“你们岂不说到收割的时候还有四个月吗？”
And Jesus continually said to them.Don't you said 4 months more and then the harvest?
我告诉你们，你们举目向田观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。
So I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields; they are ripe for harvest.
在这里等于是耶稣借着当时田地的情况来告诉他们一个比喻。
So Jesus used the harvest and the fields as an analogy to explain the things, to explain a truth to them.
事实上这个时间等于是收割前，等于是秋天的时候，还有四个月就要收割了。
Actually, this is before the spring, before the fall. Four more months later, they will reap the harvest.
所以也就是说，你们看现在田地的这些，还需要在四个月才能够收割。
This means another 4 more months is the right time to reap the field.
所以耶稣这个时候要告诉他们，还有一件属灵的事情。
So now Jesus taught to them another spiritual things.
属地的农产还要四个月才能够收割。
Earthly harvest need 4 more months to do the work.
但是属灵的事情你一看啊，事实上已经早就发白了，庄稼已经早就熟了，早就可以收割了。
But spiritual harvest is already ripened. It's now ready. It's now.It's a time to reap the harvest.
也就是说，你们不用再等了。
That means you don't really need to wait anymore.
这是人心里面真实的情况。
This is a true from the it's a true situation from human being from human heart.
耶稣要打开他们心灵的眼睛。
God wants to open their spiritual eyes.
要告诉他们说，事实上你知道吗？人的心灵早就在那里等候啊，渴望得着活水。
They just want to let the people know.People really seeking, they are really hungry for the something they need.
每个人的心灵都在那里发出呼喊说，请你把活水赐给我。
Their hearts actually shout out for the need, for the hungriness.
所以耶稣事实上是告诉他的门徒说，你们不要被外面的事情蒙蔽了，蒙骗了。
So Jesus, you don't need, don't really cover your eye by the things from outside.
我们看见我们周围的人，我们都想说再等一等，应该没有问题的。
Sometimes we see the people around us, we keep saying to ourselves,
再等四个月或许才要收割。
Keep waiting for another 4 more months, and we can reap the harvest.
如果属灵的眼睛被打开，你就知道他们事实上就是说，我要的就是现在。
Actually, if your spiritual eye is open at that moment, it is you will see that is the right time. It is at that moment.
人的心在那里渴望活水。
People's hearts is really hunger for the living waters.
所以耶稣告诉他们说，收割的人得工价，积蓄五谷到永生。
So Jesus said, the reaper draw the wages, even now the harvest, the crop for eternal life.
这里讲的是一个借着农产的事情来告诉他们一个属灵的事情。
God really tell them the truth using this analogy.
你们赶快出去收。工价因为已经成熟了，你应该收回来，而且呢，这个收回来的这个呢，可以存到永永远远。
Go and reap the harvest because this can be remain. This can remain eternally.
这是一个永恒的奖赏。
That is an eternal reward.
叫撒种的和收割的一同快乐。
So the sower and the reaper may be glad together.
叫撒种的和收割的一同快乐。
So that the sower and the reaper may be glad together.
我自己常常享受这样的快乐。
I always enjoy this kind of happiness.
我要是有人决志接受主，在他跟他一起祷告的时候，我的眼泪都是会流出来的。
When someone received Jesus Christ, at the time I pray with them, always my tears can trickling down my face.
因为这是一个很快乐的事情。
Because this is a very joyful moment.
中文讲做喜极而泣的事情。
This in Chinese idiom we said we cry out of joy.
我记得有一次我去下了班以后我去传福音。
I still remember one time when I got off from my job, I went to preach a gospel.
那天灵非常的流畅。
I really can preach a gospel fluently.
所以对方很愿意的接受，心里敞开，并且认罪在那里悔改。
And the person who heard the gospel is very willing to listen and finally accept the gospel.
虽然我非常的疲倦。
Even though I was very tired,
但是那个喜乐就是充满在我的里面。
But that kind of joy really fill up my being.
我当时就觉得那个喜乐满到我装不下了。
I really can feel that kind of joy is kind of like outburst, is overflow my being.
那天晚上回到家，
that night I went back home.
我躺在床上，
and I lie down on the bed.
我睡不着。
I couldn't sleep.
因为我太喜乐了。
Because I was just overjoyed.
所以我就跑到我自己的书房去了。
I went to my study room.
我书房也有一张床。
In my study room, there's one bed too.
我很怕我整个晚上睡不着会影响到我的太太。
So I just afraid that I couldn't sleep for a whole night. It would affect my wife sleeping.
我不断的告诉我自己说你那么累了。
I keep saying to myself, I was really tired.
你应该好好的休息。
This is the right time for you to rest.
但是那个喜乐没有办法，我自己都控制不了。
But I really cannot control that kind of joy.
我真的祷告说，可不可以停一停
？So I really keep praying. Do any possibility that kind of joy can stop?
我就跟自己说，放松，放松。
I tell myself to relax, relax.
但是那个一直流出来，一直涌流出来，那个等于是停不下来。
But that joy was overflowing, overflowing, overflowing. I'm stopped, really.
我是一个很少笑的人。
I seldom smile.
我知道我躺在那边一直在那里笑。
But I know.
但是我没有发声音，因为我怕吵到隔壁的我的太太。
But I know I keep kind of like giggling or smiling when I lie on the bed because I don't want my laughing joy affect my neighbor or my wife.
那个时候没有相机把我照起来。
At that time, there's no camera capture the picture of my smiling.
当一个人很少笑的人突然开始笑的时候，一定很可怕的。
What? Sorry.
当一个人很少笑，笑当他开始笑的时候很可怕的。
Okay, this is really a really a horrible thing to see a people who normally no smile on his face, but suddenly he smile.
我确实有一种思想说我会不会有点精神有点问题。
So I just felt that maybe I have something wrong with my mind.
所以我用我的嘴巴就咬我的手咬一下。
So I bite my fingers.
一咬发现又会痛啊。
I bit my finger and then I felt the pain.
所以我知道我还是正常的。
So I know I was still normal.
和撒种的和收割的一同快乐。
So the sower and the reaper may be glad together.
真正是喜乐充满在你的心里面。
Oh, it is truly the true joy overflowing my being.
圣经里耶稣接着讲说，俗语说，那人撒种，这人收割，这话可见是真的。
So that this is God, this is really true, that sower and the reaper can be glad together. One sow and another reap is true.
在这里也告诉我们一件秘诀。
This also tells us a secret.
他说：“那人撒种，这人收割。”
This means that one sow and this one reaps.
我们传福音，把活水给人，是一个分工的事情。
So when we share the gospel, we give away the living water. Actually, this is a corporate work.
我们不要期望每一个人都能够从传福音到这个人接受主，全部一个人都可以包办下来。
We don't really supposed to for a man to do the whole thing from the time he preached the gospel until the someone accept the gospel.
或许你现在这个阶段，你只是做撒种的工作。
Maybe you are the one who was sent to do the preaching.
但是上帝会把收割的工作交给另外一个人。
God might send another one to do the reaping work.
同样的，上帝也会在别人做撒种，由你来收割。
In the same way, maybe somebody else will be sent to do the sowing, but you will do the reaping.
所以主耶稣在这里说，我差你们去收你们所没有劳苦的，别人劳苦，你们享受他们所劳苦的。
So that's why Jesus said, I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the hard work, but you have reaped the benefit of the labor.
我们要知道，你有经验过，如果你带着一些的礼物去发给一些人的时候，你有没有经验到一种快乐呢？
So you must have this kind of experience when you shared something or you give away your gift to someone.
特别是那些小朋友，你有没有印象？你带一些礼物去给发给小朋友，你看他们快乐的在你旁边跑来又跑去的。
So when you give away the gift to someone, especially the children, you will experience that this bunch of children very joyful. They are so joyful and happy around you.
你从他们的快乐的时候呢，你又回到你的身上，你又加倍的快乐。
So that kind of happiness will be a respond to you, and you also can feel the same joy.
主耶稣把这样的喜乐留给我们。
God really pass on this kind of joy to us.
当我们去传福音的时候呢，我们就可以享受到从天而来的喜乐。
So when we share the gospel to other people, we can experience this heavenly joy.
当一个基督徒蒙恩的时候，他很喜乐的。
So when a person accepts the grace of God, he must be very joyful.
然后开始追求读圣经、祷告。
So that he will pursue the spiritual things like reading the Bible and praying.
他也很喜乐。
He will also be joyful.
但是后来呢，就发现慢慢的喜乐就下来了。
But you will discover that kind of joy level will be decreasing and decreasing.
有时候他会怀疑我的基督徒日子怎么过得这个样子。
Sometimes you might have a doubt how I live on my Christian life.
主为我们排定的这条喜乐路，其实就是你需要去传福音。
Actually, this journey of a Christian work is to preach the gospel.
你不需要一定要做布道家，对很多的人来传福音。
You are not really need to be an evangelist in order to preach the gospel.
但是主耶稣要你一对一去传福音。
But God wants you to preach the gospel one to one.
他要把这种的喜乐也让我们享受。
He wants us to experience the same joy as he experienced.
你就会经验到基督徒的喜乐可以持续上升的。
So you will know, understand, and discover that kind of joy can be increasing and increasing in your life.
接下来，因为刚才讲到那些从城里在城里面听到那个撒玛利亚的妇人的这些人呢，就开始往耶稣这个方向来了。
So just now we talk about this group of people who already heard the Samaritan woman sharing. They came toward Jesus.
因为他们在城里的时候呢，那个妇人回来跟他们讲说，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了。
Because the Samaritan woman told this group of people.About this man Jesus, because this man Jesus already told everything that the woman ever did.
这个妇人得到了活水。
And this woman got the living water.
她有一种满意的喜乐。
He also overflowed with joy.
所以她这个喜乐已经流到这个她的邻居。
So her overflowing joy already came to her neighbors.
所以他们要往耶稣这个方向来。
That's why this group, these people, they want to come to see Jesus.
于是所有这些撒玛利亚来见耶稣的时候，他们向他做了一件很奇妙的事情。
So when these people came to him, they did a very amazing thing.
他们求耶稣在他们那里住下。
They asked Jesus to stay with them.
耶稣也在那里待了两天。
And Jesus stayed with them for 2 days.
你可以看到。当人尝到活水的滋味的时候，他就会想盼望得着更丰盛。
So you will know when people accept this gospel, accept this joy, he wants to have this joy abundantly and share this joy abundantly to other people.
所以我们得着活水的时候，我们就胃口，对属灵的胃口就打开了。
So our spiritual appetite become bigger after receiving this joy and gospel.
我们如饥如渴。
We are hungry, we are thirsty.
因为他们希望耶稣你再留下来。
Because they are seeking, asking Jesus to stay.
所以因耶稣的话，耶稣对他们传讲他的话，信的人就更多了。
Because of Jesus' word, many more became believers.
这时候这些他的邻舍呢，就对这个妇人说，现在我们信，不是因为你的话。
So this group of people said, we no longer believe just because of what this woman, Samaritan woman said.
在英文讲的比较就是，我们信呢，不是单单因为你的话。
So is this, this verse in English version is really true. It's that we no longer believe just because of what you said.
是我们亲自听见了，知道这真是救世主。
Only because we have heard for ourselves that this man really is the savior of the world.
我们接下来借着这张地图，我们来了解一点点。等一下的。总论的时候要让大家明白这件事情。
Now we look at this map. After that, we will talk about the concluding remark of today's sermon.
这个是地中海。
This is the Mediterranean.
这个就是耶路撒冷。
And this is Jerusalem.
这一块地方叫做犹大。
And this is the land of Judea.
在上面这一块叫做撒玛利亚。
And the upper part is the land of Samaria. And then on top of it is Galilee. And this is the Jordan River. And then Jesus baptized a believer at Judea.Initially, if he wants to go to Galilee, he can make this route to Galilee. But actually, at that time, religious leader didn't pick this route to go to Galilee. Because they belong to the Samaria.Because they thought the Samaritans are not unclean. So they would get across the Jordan River and went to the Galilee.
我们来看福音在人的身上能够产生怎么样的果效。
So now we want to talk about what is the result, consequences aftersharing the gospel with someone, or after someone accepting the gospel.
我们第一个来分享的是把福音传给人的这些人，他们在他们身上有什么样的反应。
First, we want to talk about the people who share the gospel to others.
传福音的人，他们可以得着喜乐。
The one who share the gospel will have the joy.
这是一个很快乐的事情。
This is something very joyful.
这个快乐有时候会让我们觉得超越了常理的快乐。
This joyful actually will become illogic.
刚才我们讲到当时的犹太人是不愿意走撒玛利亚这个地方的。
Just now we talked about the religious leaders or rabbi, they didn't want to take this route to go to northern part, Galilee.
犹太人不喜欢撒玛利亚人。
The Jewish people dislike Samaritans.
相同的，撒玛利亚人也不喜欢犹太人。
In the same way, Samaritans to the Jewish people.
在圣经里面讲到说，耶稣必须经过撒玛利亚。
But the Bible said that Jesus must went through the land of Samaritan.
因为什么当时写必须这个字，在当时的犹太人读起来就知道他为什么用必须。
So he used mass. So there is a reason behind this.
因为如果在当时的习俗的话，是耶稣必须过约旦河往北走，再从约旦河跨过来，这叫做必须的。
If we want to talk about must, actually it should refer to Jesus' route crossing over the Jordan and went to the north, not through the Samaritan, not through the Samaria.
所以耶稣不是按照平常大家应该做的方法。
So actually, Jesus doesn't follow the normal way how other people did.
因为撒玛利亚那边有一个人，他在等候他，他要寻找他。
Because he knew somebody was waiting for him somewhere in the Samaritan.
主耶稣
in the Samaria.
主耶稣跨越了种族，跨越了文化，跨越了宗教。
Jesus actually is a cross culture, was a really cross culture.
到一个不欢迎他的地方去。
He went to the place not many people welcome him.
他们瞧不起撒玛利亚人，所以他们的地方他们是不去的。
They looked down Samaritans, so they didn't want to go to their places.
他们用过的器具呢，他们是绝对不会用的。
Even the equipment the Samaritans used before, they won't touch.
福音能够使人这种喜乐可以超越这些的障碍。
But the gospel can make a difference over culture. It can do the culture, cross-cultural things.
我们记得耶稣怎样向那个妇人要什么？要水喝。
You have heard that Jesus asked for the water from this woman.
我们可以知道，他向他要水喝的时候，他要拿一个他们用过的容器装水给耶稣喝的。
So that when Jesus asked for water, he must have thought about taking the vessel or taking the things to contain the water so that he could drink.
撒玛利亚人他们认为不洁净的。
So actually, something from the Samaritans are not clean, as unclean. They are unclean.
他们用过的东西也是不洁净的。
So the things they use also unclean.
耶稣说，请你给我水喝。
But Jesus said, "Give me water."
当你如果给我水的时候，你的容器我就拿来喝的。
So if you give me the water, the container that you use, I use the container that you give me to drink.
耶稣说，我接受你。
But Jesus said, I can accept that.
我认同你。
I can recognize that.
我用你的器具，我跟你没有区别的。
So I use your equipment or your vessel because there's no difference between you and me.
福音的喜乐可以跨越这些。障碍的。
The joy of gospel can over culturally make this happen.
福音的喜乐确实产生不一样的事情。
The gospel and the joy of gospel can really make things different.
第二件事情，我们看见他向他主耶稣向他要水喝，结果后来他喝到水没有
？So, but we need to know that whether Jesus already drank the water.
他没有喝到，因为那个女人听完福音得到活水，她就跑到城里面去，把水罐子就丢在那里就走了。
Eventually, Jesus didn't drink the water because after he heard the gospel, she heard the gospel, she just left the town and left the jar and went back to her home.
向人要水喝，结果没有喝到水，反倒呢给了人活水。
Asking for water, but at the end not getting the water, but giving away the gospel.
不一样，是反常的。
This is normal. This is not logic.
门徒给他要给他食物吃，他没有吃，却说我已经吃了。
Disciple want to give him food, but he already have food. He said, "I already ate the food."
看起来正常吗？
So、
真的 不一样。
This is really different.
福音的喜乐会达到这样的一个光景。
So that is the level that the gospel, the joy of the gospel, can reach out to.
人说要收庄稼还要四个月，他说现在已经发白了。
People said that you need four more months to do the harvest, but he said now is the moment, now is the time to reap the harvest.
所以福音确实产生一个我们用我们人的常理没有办法想象的事情。
So if you use your own mind or your logic to think about the effect, the gospel is really beyond our logic mind.Logical mind.
这是福音奇妙的地方。
This is an amazing part of the gospel.
这里也讲到说，有的人撒种， 有的人收割。
He also said one sow and another reaped.
我们在这里讲传福音，事实上真正撒种的是耶稣。
When we're talking about sharing the gospel or sowing the seed, actually, Jesus is the only sower.
他把他的生命撒出去了。
He actually sowing his own life.
他上了十字架。
He went up to the cross.
所以真正撒种是他在撒的。
Actually, Jesus himself was the only one sowing the seed.
我们只是做收割的工作。
We all actually a reaper.
我们这个收割的工作其实就是告诉人一件事实。
As we are reaping, we actually tell other people one very important fact.
这个事实已经发生在历史的里面。
And this truth already happened in our history.
他付所有的代价，我只是把这个他所发生的事情告诉人而已。
He paid all the prices. I just told you what he already paid for us.
事实上，耶稣真正的意思是我邀请你们做收割的工作。
Actually, God, Jesus' invitation is to let all of us be the reaper.
也就是说，他付了痛苦的代价，却邀请我们享受这个喜乐。
It means that he paid all the prices, very painful prices, and we all can enjoy this blessing. Enjoy.
这个喜乐是无法叙述的。
This kind of joy is inexplicable.
盼望弟兄姐妹，你要享受这个喜乐。
Hopefully, our brother and sister here can experience this kind of joy.
我相信弟兄姐妹，我们在日常的生活中会遇到一些比较痛苦的事情。
Definitely, in our entire life, we will have some kinds of suffering or difficulties.
让我们伤心，让我们难过。
It made us hurt and sad.
我们怎么样去处理面对这样的事情呢？
How we deal with all this kind of sadness?
这件事情我们往往的想法就是先把这个事情解决了以后呢，我就可以胜过，就不用在那里痛苦。
Our thinking is to resolve this problem or this issue or difficulty first so that I won't be painful.
我只要把这个事情解决，我就可以再次得到快乐。
So our thinking is to resolve this and then we will become joyful again.
但是有时候 这些事情是没有办法解决，或者没有办法立刻解决。
But sometimes things just cannot be resolved as immediately as is possible.
这时候我们里面很苦。
This is because it made us a very struggle and pain inside of us.
有一种方法。
But you know there's a way.
你可以借着别的事情的喜乐，把这个苦就超越过去了。
But you can show other people.Suffering, and you can sort out your pain.
所以有时候你吃一个东西，它很味道有点苦，你就做什么事情呢
？So when you eat something really bitter, what you can do?
你是不是加糖
？So you will put a sugar inside.
你再多加一点，那个苦味就淡了。
So if you put more sugar, and this bitterness will be less.
因为有时候我们苦的时候，我们就是想我，都是想我自己。
Normally, when we are in pain, we always think about ourselves.
但是我们忘了说，其实我们有一条路可以得喜乐的。
But we always forget, actually, there's a way that we can have the joy.
当我们去传福音的时候，这个喜乐就会浇灌我们。
That is sharing the gospel.
没有错，你自己有你自己本身的痛苦。
Definitely, yes, of course, you have your own pain or suffering.
但是你借着传福音的喜乐，你可以胜过，你可以日子过得比原来的样子更快乐的。
But through the joy in sharing the gospel, you can overcome the pain or the hurt or the suffering inside of you.
这样的话，你就开始进入良性的循环。
So you can get into the healthy cycle.
不要落在那个一直在想把自己的痛苦解决那个恶性循环里面，
so、
越解决越痛苦。
We won't fall into the negative cycle to revolving.But negative revolving cycle to get us out of that problem or difficulties.
其实这是一个很合理的，也是很智慧的方法。
Actually, this is a very wise way or logic way to do.
我们已经讲到传福音，他们的喜乐是怎么样，在耶稣的身上体现出来了。
So we're talking about the sharing gospel, how the gospel bring us a joy.
耶稣也邀请我们。
And Jesus also invite us.
让我们享受这样的快乐。
Invite us to enjoy this joy.
那我们再来看那个领受福音的人，他得到福音的人，他们的喜乐是怎么样呢？
Now we're talking about a person who accept the gospel. What kind of a reaction?
在他们的生命里面就开始做巨大的转变。
So you will see the dramatic transformation in their life after receiving the gospel.
我们记得这个妇人是中午的时候来打水的。
We remember this Samaritan woman came to draw the water in the noontime. At the noontime.
事实上，她不愿意见到人群的。
Actually, she doesn't want to see the crowd people. That's why he chose the noontime to come to draw the water.
因为在巴勒斯坦那个时候呢，大家来打水呢都是傍晚的时候。
Because at that time in the Palestinian, during the time in Palestine, people in Palestinian they come to draw water normally in the evening.
所以事实上，如果他傍晚也来打水的时候，那就这个所有的女人都聚在那里。
So if she came in the evening time, so a group of people, a group of women would gather.
那这个时候大家就对着他指指点点。
So they might.The other group of women might gossip at this Samaritan woman.
那个人有五个丈夫，你知道不知道？
They would say, oh, this woman got the five husbands.
她现在还有一个，还不是她丈夫。
But she still have another one, but the one that she has now is really not her husband.
所以当这个妇人一出现的话，她就会听到这种叽叽咕咕、叽叽咕咕的声音。
So this woman would.
所以她不愿意。
Hear all this gossip.
她不愿意在这种场合出现的。
So she didn't want to show up in this kind of scenario, this kind of situation.
他是过着一个躲躲藏藏、蹲在阴暗角落的人。
She is living in a very secret. Actually, she's living a secret life.
他里面充满了痛苦跟恨。
She's filled her heart filled with hurt, pain.
并且是一个羞愧的心
and with a guilty, shameful heart, she lived on this life.
所以当耶稣出现的时候，他把他的里面那个痛苦就发泄到耶稣身上去。
So when Jesus showed up, he just burst out all the negative feeling unto Jesus.
他说：“你既是一个犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚人要水喝呢？”
How could you ask for water from a Samaritan as a Jewish?
从这里我们看到人很诡诈的哈。
So from here we see how crafty a person.
真正自己的问题啊，他借别人来发泄。
When you would use other people to express your emotion, your bad emotion.
自己的不愉快呢，他用一个冠冕堂皇的道理来发泄在别人的身上。
We can use a very bright and beautiful excuse to express our inner conflict, inner struggles.
耶稣安安静静的承受了。
But Jesus really accept it without any complaint.
但是这个躲躲藏藏的女人呢，她得到活水了以后，她第一件事情做什么呢？
But after this Samaritan accept this living waters.
他跑回去啊，城里啊，去跟众人来说啊。
What did she do? She just left, and then she went back to the town immediately and told other people.
你不是最怕去大家众人的面前的人吗？
Well, you can see first she really afraid being among the crowd of people, but now she's changed.
你过在一个罪恶的生活里面，你不是很怕人家知道你吗？
She live in a sinful life. She live a sinful life. She didn't want other people to know.
你怎么自己跑到大家的面前去呢？
However, now you're changed. You are willing to go to the people and tell people.
并且还跟人家说，你们来看啊，他把我以前所有的事情都说出来了。
And then I tell people that, see, this man told me, already told me everything that I did before.
我以前的事情是什么事情呢？
Everything that I ever did, what are the things that I ever did?
是我一直想把它藏起来、躲起来的事情，我现在摊在你们面前让你们看。
The things I ever did, was something that I tried to cover, but now I disclose all this among the people.
这就是福音的力量。
This is the power of the gospel.
他事实上是一个不是说他不知道羞耻的人。
Actually, she really know what actually shameful is.
但是他真的在他的内心里面，他经历到一件事情。
But truly in her heart, she experienced something dramatically.
他的罪真实的得到了赦免。
Her sin was completely forgiven.
他里面的罪已经被洗净掉了。
Her sin was fully washed away.
所以他释放了，他自由了。
She was delivered. She was totally delivered. She got the freedom.
他是一个新造的人。
She was a new being.
他的良心被洁净了。
Her conscience was completely clean.
他不用再去担心罪的控告跟捆绑。
She no more afraid of the condemnation.
如果没有这样的经历，他不可能回到众人的面前去做见证的。
If you haven't had this kind of experience, you wouldn't have come to people and to share.
因为他现在已经被恢复成原来上帝造人的形象和样式了。
He has been transformed to the original God created her to be.
他可以在众人面前昂头挺胸。
So he could lift up his head among the people.
这个是福音可以给人的喜乐。
That is a joy the gospel can bring to people.
这是福音可以改变人的能力。
This is the power of the gospel to transform a people's life, a person's life.
一个羞愧的罪人和一个被洁净的义人。
A guilty sinner and a righteous being.
如果有这样的经历，一定是喜乐的。
If you have this kind of experience, that must be the joy.
我们要看见这个妇人在领受福音的过程中，她的转变。
So we want to see how the transformation happened on this woman along the way.
她开始对耶稣的反应非常的鲁莽。你既然是个犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚的妇人要水喝呢？
First of all, she's very irrational toward Jesus, but at the end she changed.
她因着自卑呢，要羞辱人来让自己的自卑能够得到纾解。
Because of her low self-esteem, she wants to use other people, blame other people to make him feel good, to make her feel good.
但是耶稣对她的接受呢，让她的心向她敞开。
But Jesus' acceptance of her made welcome her to open herself.
耶稣说，我要给你活水。
They said, "I want to give you the living water."
所以这个妇人开始就称呼耶稣说“夫子”。
So this woman start addressing Jesus, teacher.
当耶稣再一次的向他释放的时候，他就开始称耶稣说“先知”。
And when more and more deliverance happened, this woman start continually addressing Jesus from being teacher and then
prophet
and prophet.
到最后他要离开之前，他称耶稣说你是弥赛亚。
But at the end, to address Jesus, you are Messiah.
福音的能力可以改变我们。
So gospel can transform us powerfully.
开始是对耶稣是敌对的。
First, he is enemy to Jesus.
接下来转变成你是夫子，你是来教导我的。
But at the end, you become a teacher.
到后来转变成你是先知，你认识我的。
And then I become a prophet, and then because you know me.
再过来变成弥赛亚，你是我的主人。
But at the end, you become a Messiah because you are my Lord.
上帝的福音有这种大能。
So the God's gospel have this power.
这种大能让人能够喜乐。
So this power can make people joyful.
我们再来看。他的邻居啊，这个撒玛利亚人的邻居。
Now we look at her neighbor.
他们来到耶稣的面前，他们希望耶稣能够留下来。
They came before Jesus. They asked Jesus to stay with them.
我们不要小看耶稣单独对那个妇人在那里把活水流传给他。
So not only Jesus shared the gospel to this not we don't really need to concentrate on this scene, Jesus talking to this woman only.
你也不要小看你，当你一个对一个人在那里传递活水，你不要小看这件事情啊。
So don't look down on people who share the gospel one to one. When you look at them, they share the gospel one to one.
她是一个外邦人。
She was a Gentile.
她是一个女人。
She was a woman.
她是一个罪人。
She was a sinner.
在那个社会来讲，等于是没什么用处了。
At that time, she was useless.
但是活水流进去了，改变了。
But when living water came into her life,
整个城里面的人都改变了。
So people in that town also changed.
如果他们出来发现说，这里有个犹太人，如果没有活水的话，他们出来的时候，那要发泄到耶稣身上去的。If they do not receive the living water, then they all the group came out, they will go against Jesus. 这样的危险的。
Oh, this is very dangerous. Thank you.
所以我们在这里看到福音本来是仇敌的，本来是有危险的，但是因为福音带来了和平，带来了释放。
So initially, gospel is made us become an enemy, but later and later, gospel actually bring the reconciliation.
所以今天有很多地方在打仗。
So in this time, we see many wars in this world.
每一方都想把对方消灭掉。
So we want to destroy the other party.
真正解决方法不是更多的武器。
The real solution is not to have more weapons.
不是有更多外国人来支持他们。
It's not to have a more nation support.
他们所需要就是耶稣。
What they need is Jesus.
当耶稣进来了，仇恨就可以化解。
When Jesus come in and the enmity would be resolved.
这些人期望耶稣留下来。
So these people ask Jesus to stay.
他是犹太人哎。
You know, he's a Jewish.
这个对撒玛利亚人来讲是不可能的事情。
It's really impossible for Samaritans.
福音的喜乐可以做这么巨大的转变。
So you see how dramatic the traumatic change it would become after by the gospel.
好，在这里后来这些领受活水的众人就对这个妇人说了一句话。
And this group of people who accept this living water talked to this woman.
他们说：“现在我们信不是因为你的话。”
They said that we no longer believe because of what you said.
是我们自己亲自听见了，我们自己知道这真的是救世主。
Yeah, it's because of what we heard by ourselves that this is the Messiah, the Savior of the world.
所以在这里我们要知道一件很重要的事情。
So now we need to really know one important thing.
每一个人，我们每一个人，你自己一定要单独第一手的经验，跟耶稣要有第一手的经验。
So each one of us need to have a really, really intangible personal encounter with God.
过去我可以听这个妇人讲这么多，我可以听牧师讲很多，我可以听别人做见证讲很多很多很多。
I can hear a lot of things from people sharing, from pastor, from any other people sharing testimony.
他说，我们过去信是因为你的话，可是我们现在信不需要再因为单单因为你的话，是我自己亲自听见他的话了。
We used to believe because of what we heard from other people, but now.It changed. We believe because of how we personally hear from the Lord.
也就是我过去风闻有你，现在我亲眼看见。
It's because it's just like we used to hear about you, but now we really intangibly see you.
你跟耶稣可以有个人自己亲身的第一手的经历。
You can have your own real personal encounter with Jesus.
这时候你的内心就知道。他真的是救世主。
So your heart will subjectively know that he is the Lord.
我们看见传福音看起来好像很简单啊。
So we can see preaching gospel is very simple.
确实很丰富。
But it's really abundant.
耶稣用他的权柄来要求我们。
God used Jesus used his authority to invite us to ask us.
他对每一个基督徒都这样说。
He wants he talked to every Christian.
这是一个命令的说法。
This is a commandment.
就是耶稣要升天的时候，他对他说：“你们每一个人都要去。”
Before Jesus ascended to the heaven, he just told every disciple Christian, "Go."
使万民做我的门徒。
Make disciple of all nations.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Baptize them in the name of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教导他们遵守。
All the things I teaching you, teach. All the things I taught you, teaching them.
我就与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
I will be with you forever, forever until forever.
这是一条主耶稣给我们命定画出来的一条得福的道路。
This is a blessing from the commandments Jesus gave us.
不要把一切的压力放在你自己身上。
Don't put so much pressure on yourself.
其实就是把活水传出去就可以了。
Actually, just spread the gospel, living water, give living water to other people.
责任在圣灵。
Responsibility was on Holy Spirit.
他会做，当你做完你的工作以后，他会来负责任的。
When you've done your job, the Holy Spirit would do what he would do.
其实我发现最大的障碍不是周围的，是我们自己。
Actually, the strongest obstacle is not others, it's ourselves.
我会想到我的个性
I would think I'm my personality,
我的习惯
my behavior, my character,
我的圣经知识
my Bible knowledge,
都会讲到我
I always talk about me
但是传福音的时候是他
When you share the gospel, it's about him
你只要焦点放在耶稣的身上，你就可以传的。
So you focus in him, so share about him.
你介绍他的事情就可以。
You introduce about him.
就这么简单。
That simple.
其他的事情上帝会负责。
All other things remain on God's hand.
他却把他的喜乐要浇灌在你们。
And then he will pour out his joy on you.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks.
你看重我们，愿意让我们与你同工。
You really see us important people. You want us to do the work with you.
愿意把这美好的信息能够传递出去。
You want us to share this wonderful news to other people.
让活水能够流到那些需要的人。
So the living water will start flowing among those needed people.
帮助我们跨越自己。
Help us to overcome ourselves.
不再为自己活。
So that we won't live for ourselves only.
让我们定睛在你的身上。
As a focus on you.
愿你使用我们。
Use us.
成为别人的祝福。
Be a blessing to other people.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
If you today are willing to cross this step, you say, Lord, I'm here.